The Mysteries of Paris by Eugène Sue. Chapter 1, Part 1. The Ball. Belonging to one of the first families in France, still young, and with a face that would have been agreeable had it not been for the almost ridiculous and disproportionate length of his nose, Monsieur de Lucenay joined to a restless love of constant motion the habit of talking and laughing fearfully loud upon subjects quite at variance with good taste or polished manners, and throwing himself into attitudes so abrupt and awkward that it was only by recalling who he was that his being found in the midst of the most distinguished societies in Paris could be accounted for, or a reason assigned for tolerating his gestures and language, for both of which he had now, by dint of long practice and adherence, acquired a sort of free license or impunity. He was shunned like the plague, although not deficient in a certain description of wit, which told here and there amid the indescribable confusion of remarkable phraseology which he allowed himself the use of. In fact, he was one of those unintentional instruments of vengeance one would always like to employ in the wholesale chastisement of persons who have rendered themselves either ridiculous or abhorrent. The Duchess de Lucenay, one of the most agreeable and at the same time most fashionable women in Paris, spite of her having numbered 30 summers, had more than once furnished matter of conversation among the scandal dealers of Paris. But her errors, whatever they were supposed to be, were pardoned, in consideration of the heavy drawback of such a partner as Monsieur de Lucenay. Another feature in the character of this latter-named individual was a singular affectation of the most absurd and unknown expressions, relative to imaginary complaints and ridiculous infirmities he amused himself in supposing you suffered from, and concerning which he would make earnest inquiries in a loud voice, and in the immediate presence of 100 persons. But possessed of first-rate courage and always ready to take the consequences of his disagreeable jokes, Monsieur de Lucenay had been concerned in various affairs of honour arising out of them, with varied success, coming off sometimes victor, sometimes vanquished, without being in any way cured of his unpleasant and annoying tricks. All this premised, we will ask the reader to imagine the loud, harsh voice of the personage we have been describing, shouting from the distance at which he first recognized Madame d'Harville and Sarah.
"Hola, hola! Who is that out there? Come, who is it? Let's see. What? The prettiest woman at the ball sitting out here away from everybody? I can't have this. It is high time I returned from the other end of the world to put a stop to such doings as this. I tell you what, Marquise, if you persist in thus concealing yourself from general view and cheating people from looking at you, I will set up a cry of fire. Fire! That shall bring everyone out of the ballroom around you."
And then, by way of terminating his discourse, Monsieur de Lucenay threw himself almost on his back beside the two ladies, crossed his left leg over his right thigh, and held his foot in his hand.
"You have soon returned from Constantinople, my lord," observed Madame d'Harville, fancying it was necessary to say something and, at the same time, drawing away from her unpleasant neighbour with ill-concealed impatience.
"Ah, that is just what my wife said. Already back, my lord," exclaimed she, "when she saw me alight from my travelling carriage. Why, bless me, I did not expect you so soon. And do you know, instead of flying to my arms, as if the surprise had delighted her, she turned quite sulky, and refused to appear with me at this my first ball since my return. And upon my soul, I declare her staying away has caused a far greater sensation than my presence. Droll, isn't it? Upon my life, I declare I can't make it out. When she is with me, nobody pays the least attention to me. But when I entered the room alone tonight, such a crowd came humming and buzzing around me, all calling out at once, 'Where is Madame de Lucenay? Is not she coming this evening? Oh, dear, what a disappointment! How vexatious! How disagreeable!' etc., etc. And then, Marquise, when I come where you are, and expect, after returning all the way from Constantinople, you will be overjoyed to see me, you look upon me as if I were a dog running amidst an interesting game of ninepins. And yet, for all I see, I am just as agreeable as I..."